Dr. Shane Ritty is with us. Thanks for joining us, Shane. Tinakwe.
Tinakwe, Dale. Good to speak with you.
You too, Shane. You too. What's happening there, mate? Give us the inside goss. Give us the real oil of what's happening in there behind closed doors. We say that we're close to some sort of agreement, but Shane's going to give us the inside run to the line. Call it all my Shane.
Yeah, that would be career-limiting, Dale. I don't think that's going to happen. I think what you're seeing here is we know we're close. That's what you've heard Chris say. And I think we're just tying up some of the loose ends here now, and then there'll be a more formative announcement. And everyone's enthusiastic. Everyone's enthusiastic to get into things that you can get into in government, to make a start, to meet and fulfil what we were given on election day. So we're enthusiastic. We're ready to go. Been ready to go for a while now, so let's get on with it.
Well, fair enough. A lot of things had to be compromised, or have to be, in order to get a workable relationship. That's understandable. You had some quite pronounced health goals, and we're assuming that you'll be the Minister of Health. Forgive me for assuming that if it doesn't pan out that way, but that's what everyone's expecting. Have health outcomes or health approaches needed to be compromised as well, do you think, in order to get this deal up and running?
So I'm not in a position to discuss any of the discussions that have happened inside the coalition arrangements. Other than that, there were willing parties who came to the discussions, and we've made our way through them. But I can't give any details around that.
Let's talk about Sarah Dalton's conversation. Then she says that staff are feeling unsafe. ED departments flat out, and at times people's frustrations boil over with threats and well, dangerous behaviour as far as staffing is concerned. What would you say of that? They're calling for increased security.
I think she has a case. A large part of this stems from the long wait times. You know, how do you think, what mood do you think people are going to be in with waiting 4, 8, 10, 16, 24 hours in an ED? They were already there when they were ill. You think they're going to be in a happy mood? Now, that does not excuse for 1 minute people not keeping their hands to themselves and being, as far as one can be, a reasonable people in emergency department. That is personal responsibility. That is something you have control over. But the circumstance is what you have less control over, and it's the frustration with that circumstance. So several points here. It will always be unacceptable to abuse our health staff, particularly in emergency situations when they're there to help you, for goodness sake. A completely and totally unacceptable, zero tolerance for that. And so we need to figure that through, and there'll be a tail of things. At one end, of course, it is reducing those wait times so that people are not as frustrated as they are with prolonged and long wait times in ED. And a large part of that will come down to health workforce. It'll come down to primary care solutions. There's a range of things there. And then it may well be that at the front door, we also need to be looking at doing more. So absolutely unacceptable for health staff who are there to help you to be abused.
Feels like you, if you are Minister of Health, you're going to inherit a broken system. Improving Māori health outcomes is the centrepiece of the Pai Ora Act, a focus on priority populations, Māori, Pacific, rural, disabled. How do you see these reforms being carried forward and strengthened or not by the incoming government, Shane?
So we've said on the campaign trail that we think a Wellington knows best approach to all of this is wrong. Currently, $500 million of Māori health provider contracting is held in Wellington. They make the decisions, and we just don't think that is a way to get the outcomes that we're looking for. We think that decision-making and funding should be as close to the home and close to the hapū as possible, that local decisions for local problems are a much better way to affect meaningful outcomes. So at a ideological level, clear difference between us and the outgoing government, and that will underpin our philosophy towards getting the outcomes that we're needing to get.
How do you rate Māori health expertise? I guess you understand more than most our people's aspiration to exercise manamotahake over health and well-being as the pathway for improving health outcomes. Our expertise in this field, how valuable is it, and how do you rate that level of expertise?
Oh, there are people who for many years have developed, published, propagated the sort of expertise you're talking about. I mean, your Paparangi Reid and a number of others who I've been privileged at various points in time to work with. So I'm in no doubt that the expertise is there at an academic level, at a governance level, and at a provider level, all parts of a system. I have faith and will back the expertise that is there to get the outcomes that we need.
Should we set up something where these people can facilitate the changes that they're capable of? We might call it Taka Whai Ora.
So Taka Whai Ora that has all of the funding and all of the decision-making in Wellington? No. As I said to you, that is something that I do not believe, and that a large number of people believe, is the way to bring effective health outcomes.
But if we've got half a billion dollars in Wellington.
That's right. That's Wellington Motuhake, not Mana Motuhake. and so we just believe that funding should be closer to the home in Nahapu.
What model might you be suggesting there, just to give our listeners a bit of an understanding of where your head's at with that one?
So I've given the general theme of distributing decision-making and distributing funding closer to the home and the hapu. And within that, there are parts of the existing system which may well be a framework that we can use. A large part of this we'll know more of if and when we're privileged to be in the government side and can look at some of the detail that's been more obscured to us in opposition. And that's when we'll be able to make more formative decision-making around what the configuration looks like. But of course, we've got some thoughts going into this.
Tēnā koe. So it'll be sort of devolving or maybe deregulating so that Wellington wasn't so dominant in the overall dictation of how health money's spent.
Devolve, decentralise, localise, regionalise, subsidiaridise, all of those things that mean decision-making, getting closer to the home and the hapu, that's the principle that we'll have.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. What else would you like to share this week, Shane?
Well, just excited to be underway in whatever form and whatever tools the Prime Minister wants to give us. Let's pick them up. You know, the cards have fallen where they've fallen, so pick up your hand and play a blinder. That's sort of what I'm looking forward to do. So it's a matter of being prepared, of being ready to hit the ground running. Chris was very clear a long time ago, a year or so ago at least, be ready. If we're privileged to be in government, be ready to hit the ground running. So it's having all of that at your fingertips, ready to do exactly that if or when one gets the call.
Tēnā koe. So how are you keeping yourself busy? It's been 5 weeks since the election, and the 100-day plan will now stretch well into 2024, but hey, that seems okay. Better to get it right than to get it fast. How have you been keeping yourself busy?
Oh, there's a lot of things to do in the electorate. So all the senior prize givings have been in the electorate. There was a really good Fale Pacifica on Friday in Whangarei. Jimmy and his team had just a wonderful session at Forum North. It was highlighting business expertise in the Pacifica community in Northland, and oh darn, it was good. So much fun, and just so good to be able to venerate those in the Pacifica community who are leading the way forward. So there's always these things to be around, to be learning, to be watching. We're figuring out what the Brendurin Hills and the road that's compromised there, what that looks like. That all takes time. So it's just being right amongst the local issues, Dale. As well as a picture, figuring out what national policies might look like for your domain expertise at a local level, serving the people who put you there. There's always a lot of good work to be done there.
Tēnā koe. I'm coming up your way in a couple of weeks, actually. I'm doing the commentary of the fight night with Mia Mutu and Lani Daniels up at the stadium up there. You're a doctor. Not all doctors support the fight game or even contact sport, to be honest. How do you? Where do you sit in that one, Shane?
I do sit in that camp you've just described, although on the other side of the coin, for a period of time, I was Lani's GP and know her parents, Mike and Agnes, extremely well. So my heart is with both of the fighters, but as you expressed, it can be challenging sometimes for medical practitioners to be closer than otherwise vicarious support for a sport and for champions and for the expertise that they have.
Yeah, kia ora. I can assume you won't be there then, mate.
Look, I actually have a scheduled conflict, but as I said, my heart and spirit is with this with these wahine toa and the skills and the commitment that they've made. And as I say, I have a personal connection to one of the fighters that goes back many years as well. Actually, when I was doing a free Marae-based health clinics, actually.
Kia ora, Shane. And thanks for your kōrero today. We await the decision, but I know that you're raring to go. So thanks again. Look forward to our next conversation, brother. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, buddy. Kia pai tō rā.
Thanks, mate.